We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Today we released a report of our investigation that summarizes the witnesses' testimony, the depositions, the documentary evidence, and really shows overwhelming evidence of a scheme by President Trump to condition official acts, hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid to Ukraine, a nation at war with Russia, as well as a White House meeting that the president of Ukraine desperately sought, on getting Ukraine to do political favors for the president, to help his reelection committee, something that was the most graphic abuse of his office, his duty to the Constitution, something that really damaged our national security by undermining an ally at war, but also undermined the integrity of the next election by inviting once again foreign interference in our affairs.
Now, perhaps this isn't the format for such a report. You tell me. Is there an explicit then recommendation that the president ought to be impeached?
That's not what we put in this report. That's a decision that will ultimately come out of the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee will use the facts that we set out, and we make key factual findings, to inform its decision about which articles or whether any articles should be brought up for a vote in the committee. They'll make that decision in consultation with us and in consultation with the entire caucus, but our job was to find the facts and make those facts known to the Judiciary Committee, because that's the committee that would ultimately be charged with taking up articles.
There are some things we haven't seen before. Take us through some of these phone logs.
Well, we obtained fairly extensive phone records that show contacts between a lot of these characters during the course of the scheme, calls between Rudy Giuliani and Parnas, one of his associates now indicted, between them and a reporter that published these false narratives that Putin has been pressing. Calls to the White House, calls to the Office of Management and Budget, presidential tweets that coincided with these calls to the White House. It shows just how orchestrated this scheme was, how integrated it was, and how, as Ambassador Sondland said, everyone was in the loop.
Okay, so now, instead of talking to, not that you're only talking now to Democrats, but instead of talking to Democrats who are already converted, so to speak, I want you to address for a minute or two Republicans who might be listening to this broadcast, independents who are indecisive about what to believe when it comes to President Trump. And how do you convince them that, as you put it, the facts that you found in your committee are, in fact, not only facts, but facts that point in one indisputable, in the opinion of your committee, conclusion, which is that the president committed offenses that potentially are impeachable?
Well, the remarkable thing is that the facts are really not contested. Witness after witness gave essentially the same story, which is the President of the United States, through Ambassador Sondland, through Rudy Giuliani, and through others, communicated to Ukraine, you've got to do these political investigations for me, otherwise you're not getting this military aid, and you're not getting a meeting in the White House. There was really no controversy to those conclusions. In fact, Ambassador Sondland at one point said, it was as clear as 2 plus 2 equals 4. And if there was any question about it, the president's own chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, said, yes, part of the reason we withheld the military aid was we wanted this investigation done and that we should just get over it. And so the question that, you know, I think Democrats and Republicans and independents have to ask themselves is, are we prepared to just get over it? Are we prepared to say that this is now what we have to expect in the president of the United States, that they're going to undermine our national security to get help in their reelection? Because if we are, it will not only invite further misconduct by Donald Trump, but every other president to follow them. And I don't think that's at all what the Founding Fathers had in mind.
But there is a defense from some that says, look, diplomacy is not always clean. It's not always nice. Sometimes things happen. Sometimes you do lean on people. And maybe this wasn't great. Maybe it looks really bad, but it doesn't rise all the way up to a high crime and misdemeanor.
Well, first of all, you know, it's certainly true that in foreign policy, you condition aid or other aspects of the relationship on that country fulfilling certain policy goals. You want them to root out corruption, or you want them to make sure they're not dealing with an enemy like Iran. Are there any number of times where it conditioned foreign assistance? But we do it to advance policy interests of the United States. We don't do it to secure intervention in our election to help someone's political campaign. It's the difference between right and wrong. So there's a big difference between properly conducting foreign policy and warping foreign policy to help your political campaign. And that's what's at stake here. And there's really not much question about that. No one really believes that Donald Trump was doing this because he was concerned about whether they had set up the right anti-corruption court in Ukraine. Every time the president was advised to bring up the issue of corruption with his counterpart Zelensky, he didn't. What he brought up was the Bidens. And I think that's very telling. As Ambassador Sondland said, and perhaps the most revealing of all of the parts of this scheme, there he is in Ukraine the day after Trump has spoken to Zelensky on the phone. He's sitting down at a cafe with Mr. Holmes, one of the people working in our embassy in Ukraine. And he says, he calls the president. The only thing the president wants to know is he going to do the investigation? And Sondland assures him, yes, he's going to do it. He'll do anything you ask. And then he gets off the phone, and the diplomat in our embassy asks Sondland, does he, you know, give a damn, although he used longer language, about Ukraine? And his answer was, no, he doesn't give a damn about Ukraine. He just cares about the big stuff that matters to him, like this investigation that of Biden that Giuliani wants. That should tell us all we need to know.
Is it possible, in your view, that our Constitution, the system, the checks and balances, impeachment, that are there so that Congress has the means to remove a president who, in the public's opinion and the Congress opinion, is unfit for office? Is it possible that with certain people, with certain presidents, perhaps with this president, that system just can't work?
Well, it's a real test of the system. That's absolutely true. And it's also a test of whether the system can overcome something else the Founding Fathers were concerned about beyond an unfit president, and that was an excess of factionalism. And what the Founding Fathers meant by factions is political parties, an excess of essentially partisanship. And here, what we have in conflict is a remedy the Founders provided for a deeply unethical president who betrays the public trust. And whether that remedy can be used in a situation where one party has essentially become a cult of the president's personality. It's made its allegiance to the person of the president rather than the Constitution. And that's really what is being tested right now.